get to the end of the last committee meeting. Okay. So I'm going to start with asking that everyone just introduce themselves for the record. And then the procedure will be that I will then table the committee reports on each vote. There are copies that have been emailed to you this morning with the extra ones that were not included yesterday. And there are copies, hard copies on the tables. If anyone does not have a hard copy, we will get extras. Then I will go forward with reading the draft committee report and then asking if there's any specific recommendations and actions to be included. We will then deliberate on that if there are any, and then we will do the consideration of the final report. The members can just introduce themselves for the record, please. Good morning, Mireille Wenger.
Good morning, Chair and members. Wendy Philander.
Good morning, Regan Allen.
Good morning, Naomi Gondra.
Andrikus van der Weesthuizen.
Cameron Dugmore, good morning.
Goedemorgen, Dylan Mitchell.
Good morning, Killian Bosman.
Good morning, Ricardo McKenzie.
Good morning, Lorraine Buerta.
Good morning, Honorable Members, Maxoli Masako.
Goedemorgen, Derek America.
Thank you. While we get a few extra hard copies for members, if we could just share amongst us, but I will also be reading them out. Okay. Committee reports. I will start with vote 1. It reads that the report of the Standing Committee on Premier and Constitutional Matters on vote 1, Premier in the schedule to the Western Cape Adjustments Appropriation Bill B6-2019, dated 27 November 2019. The Standing Committee on the Premier reports that it has concluded its deliberations on vote 1, Premier in the schedule to the Western Cape Adjustments Appropriation Bill B6-2019, referred to the committee in terms of Standing Rule 188, and that it supports the vote referred to it. And then it also includes a minority view in terms of Standing Rule 90, that the African National Congress expressed its minority view not support the vote, signed by Honorable Mackenzie, Chairperson of Premier and Constitutional Matters. Vote 2. I'm not going to reread the first paragraph as it will be the same for every single vote and the matter is in front of you. I will read the second paragraph. The Parliamentary Oversight Committee, vote 2, reports that it has concluded its deliberations on vote 2 Provincial Parliament in the schedule to the Western Cape Adjustments Appropriation Bill B6-2019, referred to the committee in terms of Standing Rule 188, and that it support the vote referred to it, signed by Honorable Wenger, Parliamentary Oversight Committee. I will skip the first paragraph on vote 3 again. Going forward, the Standing Committee on Finance, Economic Opportunities and Tourism reports that it has concluded its deliberations on vote 3, Provincial Treasury, in the schedule to the Western Cape Adjustments Appropriation Bill B6-2019, referred to the committee in terms of Standing Rule 188, and that it supports the votes referred to it, containing a minority view in terms of Standing Rule 90, that the African National Congress reserves the right to express its view in the House, and that the Economic Freedom Fighters abstains from expressing its view on the vote, signed by myself, Finance, Economic Opportunities, Tourism. Vote 4, paragraph 1, similar to the others, and I'll go forward with paragraph 2. The Standing Committee on Community Safety, Cultural Affairs and Sport, having deliberated on subject of vote 4, Community Safety in the schedule to the Western Cape Adjustments Appropriation Bill B6-2019, referred to the committee in terms of Standing Rule 188, reports that it supports the vote, containing a minority view in terms of Standing Rule 90, the African National Congress expressed its minority view to not support the vote, signed by Honorable Allen, Community Safety, Cultural Affairs and Sport. Vote 5, paragraph 1, similar to others. Paragraph 2, Standing Committee on Education, having deliberated on subject of vote 5, Education, in the schedule of the Western Cape Adjustments Appropriation Bill B6-2019, referred to the committee in terms of Standing Rule 188, reports that it supports the vote, containing a minority view in terms of Standing Rule 90, that the African National Congress expressed its minority view to not support the vote, in terms signed by Honorable Huerta, Education. Vote 6, paragraph 1, similar to others. Paragraph 2, the Standing Committee on Health, having deliberated on the subject of Vote 6, health, in the schedule to the Western Cape Adjustments Appropriation Bill B6-2019, referred to the committee in terms of Standing Rule 188, reports that it supports the vote. Signed by Honourable Philander, Health. Vote 7, paragraph 1, similar to others. Paragraph 2, Standing Committee on Social Development, having deliberated on subject of Vote 7, Social Development, in the schedule to the Western Cape Adjustments Appropriation Bill B6-2019, referred to the committee in terms of Standing Rule 188, reports that it supports the vote, containing a minority view in terms of Standing Rule 90, that the African National Congress expressed its minority view to not support the vote. Signed by Honourable Bosman, Social Development. Vote 8. Paragraph 1, similar to others. Paragraph 2, the Standing Committee on Human Settlements reports that it has concluded its deliberations on Vote 8, Human Settlements, in the schedule to the Western Cape Adjustment Appropriations Bill B6-2019, referred to the committee in terms of Standing Rule 188, that it supports the vote referred to it. Honourable Maseko, Human Settlements. Vote 9, paragraph 1, similar. The Standing Committee on Agriculture, Environmental Affairs and Development Planning, having deliberated on subject Vote 9, Environmental Affairs and Development Planning, in the schedule to the Western Cape Adjustments Appropriation Bill B6-2019, referred to it in terms of Standing Rule 188, reports that it supports the vote. Honourable Van der Westhuizen, Standing Committee on Agriculture, Environmental Affairs and Development Planning. Committee report regarding Vote 10, paragraph 1, similar. Paragraph 2, the Standing Committee on Transport and Public Works, having deliberated on the subject of Vote 10, Transport and Public Works, in the schedule to the Western Cape Adjustments Appropriations Bill B6-2019, in terms of Standing Rule 188, reports that it supports the vote. Honourable Mitchell, Transport and Public Works. Members who do not have an extra copies have arrived for you. If you could just maybe indicate to our assistant, should you need an extra copy, please. I will go forward with Vote 11. Paragraph 1, similar. Paragraph 2, the Standing Committee on Agriculture, Environmental Affairs and Development Planning, having deliberated on the subject of Vote 11, Agriculture, in the schedule to the Western Cape Adjustments Appropriation Bill B6-2019, referred to it in accordance with Standing Rule 188, reports that it supports the vote. Honourable Van der Westhuizen, Agriculture, Environmental Affairs and Development Planning. Vote 12. Paragraph 1, the same. Paragraph 2, Standing Committee on Finance, Economic Opportunities and Tourism, reports that it concluded its deliberations on Vote 12, Economic Development and Tourism, in the schedule to the Western Cape Adjustments Appropriation Bill B6-2019, referred to the committee in terms of Standing Rule 188, and that it supports the votes referred to it, containing a minority view in terms of Standing Rule 90, that the African National Congress reserves the right to express its view in the House, and Economic Freedom Fighters abstains from expressing its view on the vote. Deirdre Bartman, Finance, Economic Opportunities, Tourism. Vote 13, paragraph 1, similar to others. Paragraph 2, Standing Committee on Community Safety, Cultural Affairs and Sport, having deliberated on subject of Vote 13, Cultural Affairs and Sport, in the schedule to the Western Cape Adjustments Appropriation Bill B6-2019, referred to the committee in terms of Standing Rule 188, reports that it supports the vote, containing a minority view that the African National Congress expressed its minority view to not support the vote. Honourable Allen, Community Safety, Cultural Affairs and Sport. Vote 14, Local Government. Paragraph 1, similar to others. Paragraph 2, the Standing Committee on Local Government, having deliberated on the subject of Vote 14, Local Government, in the schedule to the Western Cape Adjustments Appropriation Bill B6-2019, referred to it in accordance with Standing Rule 188, reports that it supports the vote. Honourable America, Local Government. By next year, I'll know that I'm not hot. Okay. Members, I'm now going to open up the floor for any comments, recommendations, and deliberation, and I'll take the first three hands. Honourable Buerta.
Chair, I move that we support the report. Adopt the report.
Honourable Botha has moved to support the vote. Is there a seconder? Honourable Philander. Sorry, we are supporting the bill and not the vote. So that will be Honourable Botha and Philander that put up their hands for supporting and seconding. I will then now read out the draft. Honourable Wimpy?
Okay, Honourable Wimpy, sorry.
Design,
so, just raising the hand just to record the minority vote against.
Okay, Honorable Mvimbi has raised a minority view in terms of the African National Congress, in terms of.
So, Chair, just on a point of order.
Standing Rule 90.
Just a point of order, Chair.
Honorable Dagmar.
Chair, are you asking whether we support this report or are you asking whether we support the bill? The bill. Okay, no, second what Member Mvimbi has said.
Chairperson, just
Honourable McKenzie.
Of procedure, I would like to support the bill and get one of the members of the Budget Committee to also support me for member of the Budget Committee.
Okay, Honourable Philander did earlier put up a hand.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Your support is noted, thank you. And then the minority view in terms of Standing Rule 90 will be that the African National Congress express a view not to support the bill. Okay. I will now read out the report. Draft report of the Budget Committee on Western Cape Adjustments Appropriation Bill, B6-2019, dated 28 November 2019, as follows. The Budget Committee reports that it has concluded its deliberations on the Western Cape Adjustments Appropriation Bill, B6-2019, referred to it in terms of Standing Rule 188, having considered the various Standing Committee reports on the votes in the schedule to the bill. The committee reports that it supports the bill and it will then contain a minority view in terms of Standing Rule 90. The African National Congress expressed its minority view that it does not support the bill. Thank you, members. We will now move on to the consideration adoption of draft minutes of the meeting of 26 November 2019 in your pack. Any edits on page 1? Honourable Bosman.
Thank you, Chair. Just to note that I was in attendance for that meeting.
Thank you, Honourable Bosman. It will be corrected. Any edits on page 2? If I could have a mover for the minutes with edits.
Yes, I move so.
Honourable Wenger. Okay, if I can have a seconder for the minutes with the edits. Honourable Philander. Honourable Dagmar.
Chair, can I just ask if it's, I just want to, in terms of, we know what happened in regard to the consideration. Member McKenzie moved that the committee should not support the bill, that was seconded. And then I moved that the committee support the bill, and that was also noted. Then at the end, obviously because the ayes had it. It says that the motion of Mr. Dagmar dropped. I'm not sure if that's the correct language, because clearly the motion of Mr. McKenzie was carried. So it's not like we didn't withdraw the motion, it was simply not carried. So I think it should just be a motion of Mr. Dagmar not carried. It's not it wasn't dropped, it was just not carried. It wasn't supported.
You
it was just a pity because Mr. McKenzie gave no reasons for opposing the division.
I did give a lot of reasons.
Members, without going into the debate on what happened at a previous meeting on a different bill, let us then add the edit that motion of Mr. McKenzie agreed to and motion of Mr. Dagmar not carried. Is everyone happy?
Yep.
Honourable Wenger.
Chair, I would just suggest motion of Mr. McKenzie agreed to, full stop.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, so suggestion that we include of Ms. McKenzie between motion and agreed to, and that we delete and motion of Mr. Doug Law dropped then. Everyone happy?
Yeah, you're going to delete that part.
Yes. Removal of the minutes with the edits, please. Do we not want to move? Honourable Delandre,
yes.
Seconder.
I second.
Honourable McKenzie. We now move on to Tuesday, 26 November 2019, 11 o'clock minutes. Any edits on page 1? Any edits on page 2? If none, thank you, Honourable Philander, for the moving.
Just a correction. Member Bosman was present, he's not on the list. For the 26th, the one we had on Tuesday.
Okay. So, edit made on page 1 to include Honourable Bosman's name. And page 2, any edits? If I could have a mover for the minutes with the edits. Honourable Philander, if I could have a seconder for the minutes with the edits. Honourable McKenzie. Thank you. Honourable McKenzie.
Can we also just double check the 10 and the register? Thank you.
No problem. I will request that the attendance registers just be double-checked. Members, we now come to the end of the meeting, and I would just like to thank you all for being here and for participating in budget committees. I think it's going to be a fun year in 2020, and I wish you well for the festive season. Please be safe on the roads, and I would just like to thank our procedural officer and our assistants and translators and our respective support for everything that you do for our committee. Thank you so much. The meeting's adjourned.